nonprofit focused on attracting and retaining young creatives in Dayton has a new director. Miami Valley entrepreneur Lauren White will lead Up Dayton as it marks its 10th anniversary this year. In this profile, WYSO's Sheila Raghavendran looks at Up Dayton's impact so far and how the group's mission has evolved.
About 10 years ago, Up Dayton was little more than a thought bubble. A group of seven young people came together in Dayton. Some were born here, others were newer to the city. All of them wanted to change what they saw as the perception of Dayton, which wasn't very good at the time. The region was reeling from job losses and the Great Recession. AJ Ferguson was Up Dayton's most recent director.
Up Dayton's central mission is get people involved and let them find their cause.
The idea behind the group's formation was simple, getting young people more involved in their city. Up Dayton founders figured encouraging young talent would have a ripple effect in helping to create the city they wanted. Ferguson says Up Dayton supports volunteers or potential leaders who are passionate about making change in Dayton.
If we don't have a leader stepping up saying they want to get that done, that probably means we're not in a position to do an effective project in that category.
Ferguson says after their involvement with Up Dayton, many volunteers go on to make their mark leading other Dayton organizations. Some find their start at Up Dayton's annual summit. That's where volunteers present their proposals for projects to improve the city, and the summit audience votes for their favorites. Up Dayton backs winning volunteer projects with funding it collects through donations. Past summit winners include projects focused on children, education, or the arts. One of this year's successful projects is a memorial mural dedicated to people lost to opioids. Another recent winner was The Longest Table, a recurring event where Daytonians can share a meal at a huge table. Up Dayton co-founder Scott Murphy says encouraging young talent to take action in Dayton has had an impact. Many young people used to leave Dayton, feeling like there were no opportunities here. But Murphy says he's seen a change in how young people view the city.
People are really feeling good about where things are heading. That's the case for the first time in a long, long time for Dayton. It's a very different environment from where we started, 2007, 2008.
Back then, Murphy says Dayton was in a rut. The city was in decline. But things have improved since then. Other things have also changed. Murphy says a decade ago, most of Up Dayton's projects were downtown focused. Now, more projects branch out into the city's other neighborhoods. Michelle Tan is Up Dayton's board chair. She says Up Dayton wanted to understand what generally makes people want to stay somewhere, and research showed there were three main drivers.
Where you work, where you live, who are you connected to? And so what Up Dayton really tries to do is to connect the dots between those three.
Tan says a few years ago, the group ran a survey to see how people in Dayton felt about those key factors.
What we found was that people felt actually relatively good about all three, and probably the strongest connection point there was with their community.
Tan says the survey revealed what they hoped. People felt pretty good about their Dayton community. She says Up Dayton hopes to continue retaining and attracting more young professionals. Census numbers show Dayton's population of people ages 20 to 34 rose only slightly between 2010 and 2016. Tan says the biggest impact has been visible in the young professional community Up Dayton fosters.
So it's not just about getting young professionals to stay or, what can we do on a smaller scale? It's about how do we change the vision of what the Dayton area is and get people to really buy into that.
Up Dayton is celebrating its 10-year anniversary this year. Tan says the group is building on what they've started. Leaders hope to continue getting young people involved in the city so they can become leaders and keep improving Dayton. For WYSO, I'm news intern Sheila Raghavendran.
This story is part of WYSO's Scratch series on business and the economy. To see more, visit WYSO.org.